Welcome to Conversations. And now, from Los Angeles, here's your host, Mike Dowler.
Thank you, Sean, from Los Angeles. I'm Mike Dowler. Welcome to Conversations Radio. This is episode number 168. Our guest tonight will be Maya Leigh Clark, and my co-host is returning. She's an alumni here. It's Kensington Tallman. Hey, you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Conversations Radio. If you want to go ahead and email us too, we're at conversationspod@gmail.com. I thank you. It is Wednesday, March 27th, a beautiful day here in Southern California. Los Angeles is the beauty salon at the edge of the universe. It really, really is. Hey, we had a great guest 2 weeks ago, Jim Thornton from Wheel of Fortune. He is their announcer, and Jim has been a fixture in LA radio. I knew him as Thunder Jim Thornton, but he is the announcer on America's Game, Wheel of Fortune. They tape on Thursdays and Fridays at Sony Studios. They do six shows a day. So he joined us. And my co-host was a great friend of mine, Brooke Binkowski. Well, Brooke, I'll tell you, she is incredible. She's worked for CNN, NPR, PBS. She was also my traffic reporter on Saturday mornings at KHTS. That's episode number 167. It's available on Podbean, Amazon Music, iTunes, and Spotify, Stitcher, even on Roku. I thought it was kind of cool as well. So it's omnipresent. Just Google it. You're going to find it. Definitely a wonderful podcast. And I thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Got a great show. My co-host, amazing, known her for some time now. She works consistently both on film, TV, and voiceover. She's doing some stuff there as well. Her latest project was a show called Home Sweet Rome, where she gets to basically, well, she shot in Italy for eons, and gave her a chance to really showcase her musical talent as well as a violinist. She's been playing for years and years and years. The story has, if I got it correctly, and she'll correct me if I'm wrong, her parents encouraged Kensington to go ahead and take up music. So the violin happened, and she would play outside Carnegie Hall.
Yes,
And a year later, you were playing in Carnegie Hall.
Yes, very surreal.
Like, they were like, let her in, let's give her the stage, get her her key light, and give her her moment, and she's done well. You may know her as well as Bianca Magic on Nickelodeon's Drama Club, starring opposite many, including my neighbor, Brady Amaya, right down, literally, I could yell, yes. Hey, Brady, can you hear me? He's like four doors down, I swear. She's done that, as well as that girl, Lele, and she's got a new project. This is happening on June 14th, and one of my favorite animated features. Well, she's voiced the role of Riley Anderson in Pixar's Inside Out. Amazing feature. What a wonderful opportunity for Kensington. Riley's kind of grown up now. She's in high school.
Yes.
Certainly, it's going to be interesting to see this. And she's doing some table read stuff as well. I want to hear about that. A lot of stuff going on. Both Kensington and my guest have a real good relationship with Nickelodeon. I love when those shows are on. And I often question why Nickelodeon is showing Friends.
You know, I love Friends. Friends is so funny.
But it's not a Nickelodeon project. I mean, these are, you know, Nickelodeon's got tons of content they could run, you know. But I digress. From Southern California, not too far from me, actually. And not too far from the Gentle Barn, where she volunteers as well. Just an amazing animal lover. She's vegan, so that's okay. And it's even more of a motivation to get involved. Kensington Tallman, welcome to Conversations Radio.
Thank you so much for having me today. So excited to be here. I'm so excited. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. And let's talk Home Sweet Rome, because this was really, I mean, you were gone for a long time, and you couldn't talk about it. It's one of those deals, you know, if you told me, you'd have to kill me. That's usually. But you did this, and I've seen the trailer and some clips and pieces of it, but it's actually going to start airing here in spring, summer, that area. So looking forward to that. But a great opportunity for you as Lucy, and what an experience for you.
Yes. We were there for just about over 3-4 months, and it was such a blessing. I mean, it's been my dream. Oh, fantastic food. I was so sad to leave and come back. I was like, no, I need my fresh pasta and my vegan pizza.
Exactly.
It was so good. They actually had a ton of vegan options. Eating vegan in Italy is super accessible. I fell in love with Italy. I've always wanted to go. It's been my dream place, like my number one on my travel list. And I just felt so blessed that I got to go there and film a show there and do what I love. And yeah, I play Lucy, and Lucy is very awkward and clumsy, and she's finding her way.
Nothing
the
like
show
you.
Focus-
yeah.
It's funny because it's like I'm an extroverted introvert. So like on the outside, I'm very like calm and like somewhat collected. But like on the inside, I'm very nervous and very anxious and very clumsy. That was really fun. Lucy's very clumsy. So I got to lean into that. I got to fall into a fountain, which is I'm shocked it actually hasn't happened to me.
How do you prep for that? Remember when you're on an epic series. You're traveling to Italy, and it's funny because today everything's filmed in Canada, but I'm glad that they actually, you know, because I'm thinking Home Sweet Rome filmed in Toronto. Yeah, it just wouldn't be the same unless you had a real large background.
No.
But what an experience for you.
Yes, it really was. It was truly amazing. I met so many amazing people. Our showrunners, Courtney Jane Walker and Matt Huter, they were so incredible. We have an incredible cast, Eleonora Facchini, Darren Rose, Ava Rowe, so many more amazing people. And everyone just had this amazing energy, and just everyone was so unique and different. And they really brought that to the show and made it very special. It's a music-based show, and it's all about Lucy finding her way in Rome. She's moving from America to Italy because her mom passed away, and so her dad is getting remarried to an Italian pop star, Francesca Fortuna. And so she's trying to fit in this new world. She's trying to make new friends in Rome. Sure. She's trying to learn Italian. She doesn't really know what to do. And it's really sweet. And she goes on this beautiful journey of finding herself. It's a coming of age story for the whole family. And she really learns to embrace music. And I think that's something that really helps her cope with not only her mom's loss, but I think just moving in general and having a new family and making new friends, because those are real things and those are hard things. I've gone through many moves in my life. I've had to make many new friends, and it's not easy. And I feel like music has always been there for me in the lows and in the highs. And so I think that's really what Home Sweet Rome touches on.
A lot like your character in Inside Out, having to move away and make a new life for yourself. But I got to ask you, how are the cats? I understand you're not a fan of the cats.
So we had a lot of cat scenes. There's this one scene in Home Sweet Rome where I was like cuddling with all these cats. And if you know me very well, you know that I love animals and cannot resist petting an animal when I see it. Even if I'm highly allergic. I just got a dog. I'm allergic to dogs, but I don't care. I love animals so much. And we had all these scenes with the cats, highly allergic to cats. And I just went for it. And I was kissing all the cats. Aww. I did break out into a rash, but it's okay. No one's going to know that. It was so much fun. If I could have like 10 cats, 10 dogs, a bunch of bunnies, if I could have a farm, like a cow, I totally would.
You got a bunny, actually.
I do. I have a bunny. His name is Cinnabunny. He's a little bit of a diva, but he's great. He's the best.
Not allergic to the bunny.
Actually, no. So a lot of people are allergic to bunnies, but I think I feel like it's either you're allergic to bunnies or like you're allergic to cats and dogs. So I got the cat and dog allergy. So thankfully I'm not allergic to Cinnabunny. So he jumps on my bed. We cuddle. He's really sweet. But yeah, he's really fun.
And you volunteer at the Gentle Barn here in Santa Clarita, Southern California. It's a animal sanctuary. I have not been yet. I want to say Ellie is there, right? And she's amazing. I interviewed we interviewed her and the other guy. I can't remember his name. But we had a show here on
Jay,
yeah, on KHTS called The Nonprofit Spotlight, and we featured the Gentle Barn many times. What a wonderful organization, as well in emergencies when it fires and stuff like that. Her gates are open for animals. So a good your Sundays are there, and I need to get over there and check things out and and see you in action.
It's so really fun.
Yeah. I go for breakfast over at the Halfway House, which is just down the street. And the Halfway House, for those of you who don't know, here in Santa Clarita, on the outskirts of Santa Clarita, they have filmed everything there. I mean, just everything. So it's a very, very popular film spot because it's any town USA, any country road in the, you know, USA, it just personifies that. So I always see the row of cars lined up. But again, this is just a conversation. And again, I do want to mention too, you're voicing Riley Anderson in the highly anticipated summer feature, Inside Out 2. This is your first Pixar project. So you join the ranks of Emma Berman, who was in Luca.
It's
she's been on the show before. Yeah,
it's so surreal. I love Emma Berman. She's so talented. Isn't she killed it in Luca. Yeah. And to just like be a part of this family is crazy. It's still so surreal. I can't believe it's even happening. I've had to keep it a secret for almost 2 years now, which is crazy. But yeah, I think it's such an incredible film. It touches on so many different real life emotions, anxiety, embarrassment, envy, ennui, you know, joy, anger, sadness, disgust, fear. All of these are real emotions that we deal with. And I think what's really special about, you know, the second film is that it really touches on the mental health side of things because, you know, mental health is really important. And I started developing anxiety over the course of the pandemic. And I, you know, was like, okay, I got to really prioritize my mental health. And at the time I was like, I feel like I'm the only one who feels this way. I feel like I should be embarrassed by this, that I'm anxious all the time. And then when I got Riley and I read the script, I literally cried and I was so moved because it changed my life. It really focuses on, you know, mental health and showing teenagers, especially teen girls, that it's okay to not be okay all the time. And it's okay to have anxiety. That's real. That's natural. And it touches on similar to what Lucy's going through, like, you know, making new friends, but wanting to stay connected to your old friends and kind of that transition from being a kid into kind of, you know, this new phase of your life. You're not quite an adult, but you're not a kid anymore. And it's being a teenager is tough. And I think this film is really going to speak to a lot of teens and really just validate those feelings and really move them in the way that it moved me.
And the way it's all laid out with people working in the background, behind the scenes, controlling things and trying to get her, you know, makes you wonder. Hey, we got a great show here tonight. And our guest, no stranger to film and TV, amazing, all the way from San Diego, California. Actually, close to San Diego, Carlsbad there. Gorgeous part of the West Coast. If you have not been, please go. And the train is running again. The Amtrak Surfliner runs between San Luis Obispo and San Diego. But it goes through Orange County, and they had some mudslides there a little while ago and took out some track. But now it's back, and they've got a retaining wall there. And, you know, again, it's just a conversation. This is not train talk or anything. but love San Diego. Our guest tonight, and you know our guest. How do you know Maya?
So Maya and I are kind of like mutual friends. We share a lot of the same friends. And we were also in an acting class during the pandemic, like a Zoom acting class. And it was so much fun. And also we share the same agent and manager, which is really fun. But yeah, I'm so excited to have Maya on the show today because Maya is amazing. She just did Thunderman's Return, guys. Yeah. She's amazing. So talented. She got to reprise her role as Chloe Thunderman, which I cannot wait to hear all about because, you know, you got to wear a super suit. You got to, you know, act with all your old castmates. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Maya Leigh Clark is an actress. She's all of 12 years old for about another 5 hours, and then she's going to be 13 tomorrow. And again, hails from San Diego. Chloe hails from Hiddenville. And basically, she plays Chloe Thunderman in The Thunderman Returns. She's back, a family of superheroes just trying to blend in and have a normal life. But no, it's not going to happen. She's got superpowers, as does the entire family. This, again, was a wonderful series that started in 2015. She was in this. She was just a wee, wee thing. And now he's back for the movie, and it was really, really good. I liked it. Great effects, great story. She is quite an actress. She's got that under her belt. She started early on, like 4 years old when she got the part. She's also done one of your faves, Kensington, Suicide Squad. Played young Cleo.
No way.
She played Bria in The Night Squad. And she's done some Nickelodeon. A lot of Nickelodeon stuff. Again, great relationships with Nickelodeon. Once you're in, you're in.
Oh, yeah.
Again, no excuse you playing Friends on there. You got plenty of content to run. You know, bring back Drama Club. You know what I'm saying? But she is amazing. As much as she loves to act, she loves to play soccer as well. And when she's not in front of the camera, she's on the field. And she's worked very, very hard. She practices every day. Right, Maya? Every day? Yeah.
Yeah, I practice 5 days a week and have games on the weekend. And I love it so much.
And she's got perfect hair.
Wow, that's amazing.
The hair doesn't even get affected by it. It's amazing. From San Diego, it's Maya Leigh Clark. Welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, glad to have you here.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. And you guys know each other, which is cool. Kind of cool. And tomorrow's your birthday. So what are the big plans? What's the plans for that?
Well, I'm going to have some family time. And of course, I'm going to go to school and say hi to my friends. And I get to be with my friends on my birthday.
Cool.
And I'm so excited.
And play soccer.
Oh, that's so fun.
So.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. I've actually practiced tomorrow night, so I get to see all my teammates too.
Very cool. Yeah, you'll be 13. Congratulations. Happy birthday in advance.
Thank you.
Be great.
Happy birthday.
You've got quite a resume here. You've done some pretty cool things. But let's go back. Your sister is Olivia. She's older than you. She's an actress model as well. Yeah. And she was doing this before you were. You kind of noticed that, and you were like, hey, I want to try this. So tell me the story.
Well, basically, when I was younger, I used to go with my mom and my sister to my sister's auditions. So I would see how it's like. And one day I was like, hey, mom, you know what? I want to do acting too. And she signed me up. And that's kind of how it happened, you know?
I love that.
And the rest is history. You started doing auditions and things happened pretty quickly for you. You booked the role of Chloe on the series. That's on Nickelodeon. By the way, Kensington, 55 episodes she did.
Wow.
That's commitment.
That's amazing. And you were little, too.
Very tiny.
Yeah, I was I was on the show from the ages 3 to 7.
Wow.
Wow, Maya, that's amazing. Do you remember, like, any of it? Because I know it's, like, a long time ago, but do you remember?
Yeah, well, it's because from the ages 3 to 7, it was almost like, I almost like grew up on the show, so it's a lot of like core memory that like I will remember for probably ever. So yeah, I do remember a lot of it.
And oh, that's so sweet. I love that.
Reunited with your cast again, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was so fun to see everyone. It's like there was no awkwardness. We all just kind of clicked and it was so much fun seeing everyone again. And everyone's so much older. And when everyone saw me, they were like, oh my gosh, what the heck? You're 12 already?
What a opportunity. When you found out the movie was coming out, now did you audition for that or they just called you to do it?
Yeah, I didn't audition. They called the original cast because, you know, what's the movie without the original cast, right?
That wouldn't be. Sorry, Kensington. I know you wanted to be a Thunderman, but no, it wasn't meant to be.
Maya, this is so cool. I want to ask you all about like just kind of like the whole experience on set. Like, what was it like coming back to Chloe and like putting on that super suit and, you know, getting to be that character again after quite a few years? And I mean, being a superhero is so cool. I've never played one, but you seem like you have so much fun and it seems like such a fun character to play. I want to hear all about it.
So getting back onto the set as a 12-year-old, it was so weird because
everything looked so much smaller because I was three, and going on back onto the set was so much fun, and I got to see everyone, and we all have like our reactions of it, and it was so nice to see everyone in the set again.
And that's at Paramount.
That's so sweet.
Shot that at Paramount. So this was kind of all familiar to you, so to speak. Yes.
Yeah, it was. it was definitely more familiar, but I was a little bit more into it because, I mean, now that I'm 12, I can really see the experience. But sure. When I was younger, I was more like saying the lines. But now I can really like read into it and interact with the other like characters or actors, whatever you want to say.
Now, Chloe has a superpower of her own, and that is
teleportation.
Did you do your own stunts?
Actually, I did do my own stunts this movie, really? But of course, you know, I didn't really have many stunts when I was younger, so I didn't do any of those, but this movie I did. If you have watched it, then you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. By the way, was Brady in this? He was, right? Was that Brady I saw in there? Brady,
yeah, he was in there. I watched it and he was in there. He was like in the school scene. He did so good. I love Brady.
Yeah. I remember him mentioning he was going to be involved in a Paramount project, but he wouldn't talk about it. So, but that's cool. Very cool. You guys shot this pretty quick too, which is a few weeks, right?
Yeah, we shot the entire movie in a month. It was so crazy. Like, it went by so fast, and I wish it was way longer because I loved it so much.
This is definitely on the top of your list as probably favorite projects. But I want to go back again because you did Suicide Squad, a small role, but very, very pivotal and a phenomenal cast.
Yes. Suicide Squad, I remember being on the set and I am still obsessed with Harley Quinn. I didn't get to meet her, but I did see her. So it kind of counts, right? But in Suicide Squad, I got to actually hold two rats that were real.
Cool.
So if you're scared of rodents, then, you know.
Yeah. They don't bother me. No. Tarantulas, all that stuff. I'm fine. You know what I hate? Really,
yeah, I like the rats, actually.
I hate ants, because I think ants are just so invasive, you know? It's like, you feel so violated. Like, get out of here, you know? And they call their friends, and you know, it's like a whole, you know, little trail. You follow them, you know? And usually, if you've got a cat or something, the cat usually discovers it first. Like, what's he looking at? You know, it's ants! Oh, my goodness, the ants are back! So, well, great. So, rats and all that good stuff. No slime. Nickelodeon's famous for slime. But
I have not gotten slimed yet.
Really? Kensington slimed yet?
I know.
No, I've never been slimed either.
By the way, the cast...
No, I want to be slimed.
We'll work that out for you. The cast on Suicide Squad. I mean, John Cena, which is amazing. Viola Davis was in it. I mean, just a wonderful, wonderful cast. The roles, you've worked pretty much consistently over the last few years as well. Bria in the Night Squad with Lily Marr. She was in that. And again, another phenomenal show. These roles you get, obviously you've got a phenomenal manager that's hooking you up on this stuff. And your process for auditioning, most of these... via Zoom, or are you going in person?
Well, since the pandemic, I've been doing them self-tape, so just like right here in this room, actually.
Okay.
And for Night Squad, I'm pretty sure I did go in person, but again, it was Nickelodeon, so I'd already been with the biz, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, once you're in, you're a member of the club. That's what it is, for sure. And for sure. You're... schedule, obviously, very, very busy because you're playing soccer every day. You're going to school, trying to be a normal kid there in San Diego. And you also surf. So there's that.
But you've done
a lot of projects for Nickelodeon and very, very proud of you. Good job. Nickelodeon Sizzling Summer Camp.
Thank you.
And Ho Ho Holiday Special. So Nickelodeon specials are always so fun. So I'm waiting for you to get cast on Loud House. That'll be next probably for you.
Oh my gosh. I love that show.
Loud House has been just...
I actually met the Loud House cast.
Okay. Yeah, Lexi Janisak is really cool. The Bradley sisters, both Aubyn and Catherine, have had them on the show as well. they cast a lot of people. Wolfgang, who plays he's on that show as well.
Oh, yeah.
I was on a Royal Caribbean cruise, and he was there with his family. It was so cool. And his sister, too. So, yeah, it's a small, small world. The roles you get, what would be your, like, your dream role to play? What kind of a character? That's a
good question.
Like, my dream role of what I've been in, or just, like, in general?
Anything. I mean, like, you know, drama, comedy, horror. What do you want to do?
I definitely like drama, because you can, like, express your, like, different emotions in so many different ways. And I'm pretty good at drama, too. Good. If you know who Joey King is, she's been so many different dramas and comedies. And I really like how she plays in her, like, roles. Like, if you've ever watched the movie The Lie, I want to do something like that one day.
Right.
It's very, like, mysterious, if you will.
She's an amazing actress. She really is. She's done a lot of stuff going back quite a ways. The Lie was, that was a true story. Very, very, very iconic story. I hear Olivia Rodrigo is on your fan list as well.
Oh, yeah. I love her music. She's very iconic.
Yeah, for sure.
I love Olivia.
Now, you guys did some, again, you were doing an acting class together. So how did that all work out, Kensington?
It was over Zoom, and it was, like, with all, like, the same kind of, like, group of people that we knew. It was so much fun. I feel like I'm trying to, like, remember, because it was a second ago. But, like, we all picked, like, we had a new scene. Was it, like, every 2 or 3 weeks? I don't remember. It was every couple weeks. We would write notes on them. We would get to do them for each other. It was so much fun. And I think, especially during the pandemic, just being able to do what you love, you know, because things were shut down for a little bit and there wasn't a lot to do. So I think even just being able to do something and be able to express yourself in some sort of format was really fun, at least for me. But I don't know. Me and I always had a blast. She always killed it.
Oh, cool.
You did too. Thank you.
Yeah, COVID was a very stressful time for many people. And again, we all found ways to do what we like to do. And for actors, certainly Zoom was the thing, and masks and, you know, isolation booths and all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, the strike came. So that kind of changed things a bit. Pilot season this year, going to be interesting. I think folks are still playing catch up in a lot of ways. And so much is done via Zoom now. Some people like going and doing it in person because you get that feedback. But doing it via Zoom or a self-tape in your own controlled environment, probably a comfort level there too. Unless it's a Nickelodeon product. You just, you know, we'll see you on Monday. You know, you're booked. What motivates you as an actress, Maya? You've taken acting classes as well, I assume. But what motivates you? What was the one thing that you saw that your sister was doing? What was the appeal?
I think it was, like, when you're a little kid and you're watching a show, you're like, "Ooh, that's, like, how are they doing that? That's so fun and creative." And I think watching my sister go to auditions and her doing something that I've always wanted to do is, like, be on the camera. I always loved, like, making vlogs when I was little. Just, like, I love being on camera. So seeing myself on TV is a fun thing that gets me motivated to do even more auditions and then get on more things so I can be who I want to be.
The camera likes you, apparently. And
and I like it too.
Let's stop down just 1 second, guys. This is Conversations Radio number 168. We're talking to Maya Leigh Clark, Chloe Thunderman. The Thundermans return, now streaming on Paramount Plus. She's also been in Suicide Squad and all kinds of stuff. And one heck of a soccer player. And my co-host, returning co-host, she's part of the alumni here at Conversations Radio. As soon as I get a budget, I'll get you your own parking space for sure. Kensington Tallman's with us, and we're neighbors now. Got about 20 minutes away. That's really cool. Glad to have you up here in the SCV. Let's talk crafty. Now, certainly back in the day during the Thunderman, certainly for a young kid, must have been like heaven. And now here you are, you're 12 years old, a little older, and now really appreciating food. So any good crafty go-tos for you, Maya?
When I was younger, I used to love like going to craft services after filming. That's a good question. I always like their chips.
Okay. Mm.
Chips are a good option. Honestly, crafty is literally my favorite thing on Lele. It's so much fun because we're all doing school and we're all doing our scenes together. So it's almost like we're in school, basically. Like, it's all just a group of friends and hanging out. And it's like we're going to the cafeteria almost. And we would always like take crafty breaks. I don't know about you, Maya, but we love taking our little crafty breaks. For me, they had these like fig bars and I would eat like 5 of them. They're so good. I always loved Skinny Pop popcorn. I would always get, what else? They had a lot of good vegan options for like lunch. I'm trying to think I mean, those fig bars, really, they were so good. And they also had these coconut chocolate chips. And I don't know, there was something about those that were just so good. For me, I don't know, but I love crafty. It's amazing. They always do such a great job and they're so sweet. They always like find something for everybody, which I think is really sweet because everybody has different, you know, allergies, dietary restrictions,
sure,
likes, dislikes. So they always find the best stuff. I'm not even kidding you.
Also, when you're like, when you want to have like a little break, you have to make sure you don't like eat like chocolate or anything that can get into your teeth, and it's kind of hard. So they make it so easy and they give you perfect options, which I personally, that's a big like green flag for me that I need.
or get on your costume as well. That could be a thing. You can see the director's like,
that.
What's that spot on Maya's top there? Chocolate? What? I salute
that craft happens service to me folks, before.
Much like the actors, the behind the scenes folks during the strike. Costumers, craft services, all the gaffers, cameramen, the carpenters, everyone was affected by that. So again, craft services, very, very vital to keeping everybody fed and energized. And I got to think crafty in Italy, was it just like pizza every day or what would you guys do for that?
No, we had lots of different options. They give us like little snacks in between. We had great lunches. Sometimes because of my allergies and they had already like made pre-made meals, they would sometimes let me, they were really sweet. They would let me order from like different places.
Wow.
So I would get vegetarian sushi or vegan sushi. So it's like avocado rolls. That was probably my favorite. And then one time, oh my gosh, there's this place in Rome called Flower Burger, I think it is, and their buns are different colored, so it's like green or pink depending on like what vegan burger you get. I think I got the green one, but I don't know. That was really good. But yeah, the food, me and my mom would always go to dinner like after set, or just we had stocked up like different like little snacks that we would bring to set, and the food was so good. There were so many like just like little like places in Rome that like we had our go-tos and we would go there. There was this one like really good cafe literally right downstairs from us. And then there was like this Mexican restaurant that was really good, a really good option for like if you don't want Italian food.
Right.
There was this vegan Indian place that was probably one of my favorites. They had the best food. But then I don't know. It was just amazing. But anyway, switching gears back to you, Maya, I want to know, because there's so many fun things happen on set and there's always like those funny moments. I don't know, for me, I've always had like fun sharing those fun moments. So I don't know if you have any silly or like funny moments from The Thunderman's Return or from any other projects that you've worked on, I'd love to hear them.
Yeah, so on The Thunderman's Return, if you know Billy, he's like the funny, like they have funny lines for him, right? So there's like this one line in The Thunderman's Return, and we could not, like, we couldn't let him say it because everyone would start laughing because of the way that he said it. And that took us like an hour to film, like just that line, because of how much we were laughing.
I love that. Wait, which line? Do you remember what line it was?
Yeah, so it's when, I don't want to do too many spoilers, but when he goes, oh yeah, because they added a song to his playlist or something.
And everything that Chloe says, everything Chloe says, she finishes with baby. That's the other.
That's my catchphrase.
Yeah, makes you kind of unique in the show. And even from back in the day, during the series, you said baby. I think Kenzie would probably be like, she'd probably say cats. You know, rash. Yeah. By the way, Kenzie, I wanted to ask you real quick about Italy again. Did you guys get a chance to do any cooking there? Did you guys go to like a restaurant where they do
cooking?
Yeah. Cooking classes or anything?
Like in Rome?
Yeah.
No, we did not, unfortunately. I wish there was, honestly, it was very jam-packed because we filmed, you know, 5 days a week and then set school on the weekends. But we did get to do lots of like little fun things. Like we would get gelato every day. There was this one gelato place that had a chocolate wall. We went to Paris for 24 hours. We went to Venice. We went to Amsterdam with my co-star Ava, which was so much fun. We had a blast. Amsterdam is so cool. If I could live there, honestly, I would. The houses, they have like these like little apartment houses and they're so cute. It's like walking into a storybook. But we did have like a mini kitchen and my mom was so sweet. She would always make me breakfast in the morning. She would always like try and make new things because the ingredients there are so fresh and so good. So we really took advantage of like the food in Italy. And what's great about it is you walk everywhere. So like you have a bowl of pasta, you know, you take a little walk to the Pantheon or the Colosseum, you feel great, you get your exercise in for the day. It's honestly such a great lifestyle. If I could live there 24/7, I would.
I'm sure you would, yeah. Hey, again, this is not Italy talk, but we're all talking to Kensington Tallman, our host, and our guest is Maya Leigh Clark. Maya, when you get a script, how's your memorization? What's your, any tricks to memorizing your lines?
Okay, so I am actually really good at memorizing because when I was 3, of course, I couldn't read. So people would say the lines to me and I'd have to repeat them and memorize them. So my memorizing technique is I'll say the line and then I'll like say all the lines and I'm like really good at picturing the stuff. So I'll look at the line and remember it in my head and then repeat it back. And then once I get it, I'll just turn the script around and try to do all the lines in a row without like the other person speaking. And that works for me.
Okay.
That's amazing.
And was there a blooper reel for Thunderman's Return?
I don't actually know if they did bloopers, but I know I messed up in some lines.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not sure if they recorded it or like if they put that on the internet.
Any moments where you just couldn't stop laughing? That happened.
Many, but let me think of one that was maybe like during the meteor. At the beginning of the movie, it's funny because they have to like stop the whole film and they have to put these like fake ice chunks all over the floor and then these fake like meteor things. So everyone just be standing there and you have to like stay in your place because you have to like, you know, stay in the place. So it looks like the meteor just crashed. So everyone's just standing there and they're like, make sure it's in perfect line. And you do it like a bunch of times in a row. And we were all just like standing there, just like laughing.
And again, a lot of that's green screen. So how awkward is that?
Yeah, I mean, we did like a couple scenes that was green screen, but most of it was actually real because they have such amazing like props and we have amazing people who do the props. I love the cast there so much.
How cool was the house set? The house was cool.
It was so cool.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is that the original like house, they destroyed everything. So they had to find, like, rebuild everything. That wasn't even the same set. And no one probably, like, no one knows. It's crazy.
The Brady Bunch house is in the Valley. Have you ever seen it, Kensington? You were going by it? Mm-hmm. So somebody actually bought it and they redid the inside to match the show. It's exactly the same, which is really
that's
cool.
Wild.
Yeah. And that top part was actually added on. It was actually fake, but they made that part of it as well. So,
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. It's just a conversation.
I have a question for Maya.
Maya.
Okay. So I feel like it's really unique being, you know, so young and being in this business and, you know, working full time and going to school full time and doing soccer and you're doing so many amazing things. But I want to know, like, what does that feel like to be such a role model for other young kids? Because, you know, you're basically 13 and you've done all these incredible projects. And what does it feel like, you know, to have like all these little kids look up to? How does that feel for you?
Well, I love it because I feel like a role model like some other people are to me. So I try my best to be like the best role model I can be. Okay. And like when I'm sometimes at soccer games, kids will come up to me and be like, wait, are you from the Thundermints? And it's crazy because I just played them. But even though like they're the same age as me or maybe a little younger, they still like look up to me. And I actually really love it.
Oh, I love that. That's so special. Do you ever like do when you go out, I don't know if like you go to the mall or something or if, you know, you go out to dinner, do people ever come up and like ask you for a photo or be like, oh my gosh, are you from the Thundermints?
OK, so recently they have been doing that since this movie came out. But when I was younger, maybe like three people like recognized me, even though the show was like longer. But while I was in over the summer, I went to Italy and Greece and so many people recognized me in Italy.
Really?
Like it was more people who recognized me. It was crazy. And like I was in the water and a person was like, are you Chloe Thunder? And I was like, oh, yeah, coming up from the water. Just like,
and it's awkward because you want to say that. You want to say, well, I portray Chloe Thunderman, but I'm actually Maya Leigh Clark. So so there's that.
Yeah.
But and Kensington, I know you get spotted, right?
Very few, not often. I feel like maybe once or twice. A lot of the times, like, I'll have friends or, like, people in the industry and like their little kids, a lot of the, them really like love Lele. So I've met a couple little kids who are really big Lele fans and that's really fun. But my character on Lele is, she's not the nicest. So I'm always like afraid that people are gonna be like, oh no, is she gonna be mean? Because Tiffany's very mean. Like she's not mean, but she is the mean girl of the show. She's very... She thinks she's the best. She's very confident in who she is, but she's also a little condescending. But she's such a fun character to play. I love her. But yeah, I've had a lot of like little kids come up and I've gotten pictures with them and they're so cute. They're so fun and so sweet. But back to you, Maya, I want to know, switching off like the acting, you know, path, What other awesome things do you do? Because I know you do a lot of cool stuff. I know you do soccer, so I want to hear about soccer. But do you have, I mean, any other fun hobbies that you do or just anything in general, like with your family or with your friends?
Well, obviously, you know, soccer. And I also love to do like art, so many different types of art, like painting, drawing. And I want to learn how to crochet so bad because you can like crochet little bags or something, you know, or like tops, like for summer. And let me think. I really want to do pottery too.
Yes, pottery is really fun. I've done pottery. I'm not the best at pottery, but it's so much fun, so relaxing. It's incredible. And crocheting is so much fun too. I'll teach you how to crochet. Also, I heard that you're involved in Anti-Bully. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that's pretty awesome too.
Well, I'm in a couple different kinds of like programs, and one thing that I do at school, which I think is like really nice because, you know, you're at school with a lot of people your age and there's a lot of bullying at school, so I do this thing called Kids for Peace, and you do a bunch of like signs and you can put them up around the school, and it's like just like kind messages, and you can donate shoes and you can like stop bullying, and I do a lot of like programs like that.
Love that. That's amazing. That is truly incredible because honestly, bullying is unfortunately very common, especially in today's world with social media and digital stuff. And it's really hard. And I think that's so amazing. It just speaks so much volume that, you know, you are young and you're doing this and you're inspiring other young people to say, hey, let's be kind to one another. Let's love each other. Let's embrace each other and our differences. So I think that's so inspiring. That's really
I'm gonna
awesome.
Rant just a little bit as well on this, because this is a subject that's very, very, very important to me as well. If you are being bullied, by all means, please, please reach out to somebody, your parents, your teachers, a best friend, somebody you can talk to, because people, you know, do go crazy because they don't reach out. To parents as well, and educators, please keep an eye out for signs of this. I mean, it's very, very, very easy to spot. A great message from you, Maya, that you can use your celebrity as well to kind of foster this interest in anti-bullying. And it's good to be involved with that. And Kansanine as well, I know you're doing stuff like that too.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really important, I think, for me, because at the end of the day, you know, we're all kids. We're all trying to, you know, go to school and, you know, finish the day. And I think it's just so important to lift each other up.
Yeah.
Because so many times I've seen kids pull each other down, emotionally, physically, like, it's just so common. And, you know, you on the outside, people say, oh, no, I'm fine. But on the inside, you know, that does such a toll, and you can lose your self-confidence, especially for young girls. And I just think it's so important to lift each other up and encourage people. And I feel like if we can all start collectively doing that, things will be so much better. And like, everyone can just get along and embrace each other and love each other, because at the end of the day, that's really all that matters.
You know, we're all different, but we're not all the same, which is a good thing. We're all unique in our own way. And that's the thing. That's like, you know, that makes you special. And people that bully, it's extreme. Sometimes they don't realize they're doing it, but they are. And it takes one or two words that can really, you know, and it can be constant. And people do go crazy. So please, don't stop doing what you're doing, Maya. That's wonderful. And folks, definitely reach out if you're being bullied or know somebody is. Speak up. I want to talk soccer. You are on the soccer field almost every day playing. So how did that all start? And again, you've done lacrosse as well and other sports, but soccer really is your main sports interest. So how obsessed are you? Because, I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful obsession.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely obsessed. I love soccer so much. And I got into it. My mom, like, she was the one who introduced me to it, because when she was growing up, she played. But where she grew up, she didn't have much money, so she didn't really get to, like, get on a team. So I'm really grateful that I get to be on, like, my team. And I love expressing myself on the field and doing extra trainings to be the best as I can. And I love it so much.
Now, have you given any thoughts to maybe coaching younger kids under you?
Oh, yeah. I was one time, my neighbors, I have a lot of little neighbors, like, you know, younger neighbors.
Okay.
And one time one of them reached out to me and they wanted me to coach them. So I like did a few private lessons for like, you know, like $10. Oh. And I just taught them like the basics. And now they're actually in a soccer club. So I, you know, they said that I inspired them a little bit, which I love.
That's wonderful.
That is so sweet. Love Kensington, that.
Do you play soccer too?
I mean, soccer. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Do you play soccer too?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
have you played soccer?
I wish. I give you so much credit, Maya. I am very athletic in different ways. I'm not a big team sport person. I never have been, but I admire people who do it. It's so impressive to me. I love watching it. I do aerial dance, so I do like silks and hoop. And for me, that's just so relaxing in a way. Like, I'm upside down. I can just kind of like zone out and focus kind of like what's in front of me. And it's a great workout. But I love that so much. And I love working out. Like, I love running. I love going to the gym. It's a great way to clear your head and stay active. I've noticed that, like, if I don't work out for, I don't know, like even a week, I just don't feel right. Yeah. I feel like I get anxious and I don't feel my best. So I've really noticed that, like, getting up early and working out really helps me. I don't know about you, Maya, but yeah, that's really been like my saving grace. But I mean, as far as soccer, cause is this something you want to like continue to do professionally, or is this more of like a hobby? Do you want to still like continue acting, you know, when you grow up? I mean, obviously, you know, you have a ton of time to figure that out, but in your dream world, in your dream future, like, what do you see in your future? Are you going to play soccer? Are you going to be an actress, director? What's that like for you?
Okay, so for college, I definitely want to play. I'm going to try to play Division I soccer and maybe do acting for my job. But, you know, I don't know anything yet. But So far, I definitely want to continue soccer and acting for as long as I can. And I love having like the job. I like how I got into acting young so I can kind of can just continue it.
Sure.
And it's hard for like older people to get into acting like when they're older because, you know, people love to watch kids shows. So right. It's good for that. And then soccer, I think I'll always want to do it. I might not be a professional player, but I think I'll always like continue to play just like as I'm older.
Very good.
I love that. That's awesome. And to also just have something, I feel like, besides acting, because acting is so fun and so creative, but also it can be, you know, very rigorous and, you know, you're auditioning and you're writing your line. So I feel like it's a nice break just mentally to be able to do something different and focus your efforts on something else. For me, that's like what Ariel does for me. And I know you love art as well. You said, I love art. And yeah, it's just such like an escape too, I feel like, from sometimes the real world.
Maybe you do like a soccer movie. You could like write a script or something.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Because then I can do two things that I love.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, that would be so cool.
And we'll cast Kenzie and his bunny in it as well. Find a role for the bunny.
Add some Ariel in there, you know?
Yeah,
Ariel. Exactly.
Yeah. Have you done any trapeze at all?
Me? Oh, I've done just like the single trapeze bar. But I did it a little bit ago, but mainly right now it's more silks and hoop. I'm the most comfortable on silks because that's what I've done the longest. I just started hoop like a year ago. Yeah, okay. And I definitely am a little bit more nervous on the hoop because it's something I'm not as comfortable with. Sure. But like with the silks, I feel so free. But I'm learning to like open myself up to the hoop and get more comfortable with it. But I have so many like funny bloopers, I guess you are like outtakes of me because I film all my stuff and like we'll post them sometimes. But I have so many videos of me like falling and screaming and trying new drops and like just being so scared. But it's so fun to watch back to see the progress because Ariel is such a great measure of your progress. Like I used to not be able to like even climb the silk. And now that comes second nature to me. I can climb up the silk in like a minute. And so it's really fun to see like your progress on it for me at least. I want to know, Maya, being in the industry is super awesome. And do you have any advice for, I don't know, any other young actors or just any young kids or teenagers who want to start going into acting or want to start doing something creative?
Yeah, so one like big thing, especially for my age, is like you have to just be yourself because going into acting at school, like kids might know you and like you, maybe some kids are embarrassed that they're like on TV, not me, but you know, whoever is. And so you just got to be yourself and like be confident with it. And if you do that, you can succeed in whatever you want.
You are slaying
it. So true.
You are totally slaying it. And it's... It's incredible. Not a lot of downtime for you with school and, of course, acting and soccer. But in your downtime, what's the plan?
On my downtime, as for a lot of people, I scroll on TikTok a lot. And I love to watch TV and watch movies. And, yeah.
Favorite movie?
Ooh, favorite movie? Ooh. Well...
I stumped her.
Wait, I know. I really like Clueless because it's just such a classic.
Sure. Favorite TV show?
Right now, it is American Housewife.
Really?
Have you guys heard of it?
Yeah. Sure.
I really like it. I love reality TV shows. I feel like because, you know, we're in kind of like the movie or the industry worlds, like, reality TV is something that I've never stepped into, so I don't know what it's like. So for me, reality TV is so fun to watch because I have no experience in it, and I just love watching it. Like I love baking shows. The Kardashians is really funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. What besides Housewives, do you have like another reality TV favorite?
Modern Family. I am like obsessed with that show.
Yes, I'm watching it right now. Oh my gosh, I'm binging it. It's so funny. It's literally one of the best shows created. It's hilarious.
I had to take a break from it because I watched it like so many seasons straight that like I didn't want to finish it yet. So I am now on Housewife, and then I'll go back to it.
I loved the middle. Middle was great. Casey Burke was on that show, and I had her on here tons of times. She co-hosted as well. Just a great show, for sure. And Eden Shear is on the road with her one-person show called I Used to Be in a Sitcom. You know, and there's a lot to say about that, because when you spend your whole life, or part of your life, the middle was like, I think, 9 seasons. It was a long, long time. That's a lot, you know. And then it's over, and then what's next? That's what you've got to kind of work out. The sky's the limit for you, Maya. I'm very, very impressed with how far you've come in such a short time. Tomorrow's your birthday. Wow, 13 years old, a teenager now. So, again, big party plans. Will there be a pinata? Probably not.
Well, I had a birthday party. I went to Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh!
So that was so much fun.
Well, how can they follow you on social media?
Yes, I have an Instagram and a TikTok. For my TikTok account, it's Official Clark Family. And okay. Then it's Maya Leigh Clark.
All right, very good. Will you come back on here again sometime?
Yes, of course.
I'd love to have you co-host. And again, a lot of our guests become co-hosts. So if you know somebody you want to feature on here as well, let me know and we'll set it up.
Yes, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Maya Clark, actress, soccer player, soccer coach on the side for $10. That's a good deal. A great, just a human being, gentle soul, and leading the charge against bullying. We thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kensington, you got a lot going on as well. Again, Home Sweet Rome. That's right. Yes. Rome, not home. Home Sweet Rome. Coming out this summer in the States. Yay. Everywhere else is playing. So you're good there. And also coming in June, Riley, Inside Out 2. So you've got stuff going on. Do you do like a writer's room thing as well?
Yeah, I do a lot of different fun stuff. I think I do like this podcast called Table Read Podcast, and it's really fun. So we read different scripts, like pilot scripts. So I did PV and Franny, and I played PV. Then I just did one called When Wendy Grew Up, and I got to play Wendy. It's like a spin on Peter Pan, which was really fun. And yeah, they're super fun. I also do a lot of writing. I write with my best friend. We're trying to create a show right now, so stay tuned for that.
I love this.
That's amazing. Oh, thank you. And I love sketch comedy too. Like, yeah. I love writing sketches, like SNL and all that is like my home. So that's a big part. But yeah, Home Sweet Rome is coming to HBO Max very, very soon. So definitely keep an eye out for that. And then June 14th, Inside Out 2, super exciting. I think, yeah, it's definitely definitely an awesome movie, and I'm definitely not biased, but
it's gonna blow up. I mean, it's a huge thing. The first one did very, very well, and you either liked it or you loved it. I loved it. I think it was phenomenal.
Me too.
It was great.
I did too.
You know, and you really feel for Riley. I mean, what a thing to go through, and that's real life. That happens. So it's interesting to see how much she's grown, not just in age, but from her new experiences in San Francisco, my hometown. So how can they follow you on social media? Love having you on here.
You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, X, Threads, at Hey Kensington. So yeah, super simple.
And Kens, we'll have you on again real soon. Probably before Inside Out 2 comes out, because we want to talk about that. Phenomenal cast on that as well. And again, we haven't even scraped the surface with you on your voiceover experiences. Wow, to do stuff at Pixar is phenomenal. That's like animation mecca there in Emeryville, California. So a good time. Hey, Maya Leigh Clark and Kensington Tallman, I thank you.
Thank you.
What a great show, guys. Thanks for listening. Hey, like us on Facebook, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram at Conversations Radio. This is Conversations Radio. So long.